Okay, so we do Daf Mem. We are on the last line of Lamed Tesef and Beis, and we're in the middle of a discussion of a cryptic brisa and how that affects or impacts the machlokus between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. The brisa had said, we asked what the brisa had said. Yavama Yavo Aleha, right? Mitzvah Shebetchila Haiso Alav Bichal Heter Nesra V'Chazer V'Hutra Yachal Tachzer La'Hateira Rishona Tamalomer Yavama Yavo Aleha Mitzvah. So who was the author? So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said the author is Abba Shaul, who explains that we don't do chalitza, that we're supposed to do chalitza, not do yavama. You only can do yivam if you do it l'shem mitzvah. And Rava says it goes according to the Rabbanon, who says that you can. He says hakamar yavama yavola is a mitzvah. Originally, you had the ability to marry her any way you want. Then she became usher to you, and then Chazer comes back to you, and she's hutcher to you. So you would think that the hutcher means that she goes back to the original heter. No, now it goes back that if you want to do yibum, you do yibum. If you want to do chalitza, do chalitza. So now the Gemara will try to prove that brisa goes according to the words of Rava, right? And they're going to prove it based on the ratio of that brisa, which we haven't seen yet. So ema ratio. Let's look at the ratio of this brisa, which is in the Torah's Kohanim. You know that there's a mitzvah for Kohanim to eat the leftovers of the mincha, the shayari mincha, after the kmitza was done. The pasuk says, "V'hanor teres mimena yochlu Aharon avana." The leftover from it, Aaron the son shall eat. And then the Torah says in the end of the pasuk, "Matzos teyacha b'makom kadosh." They shall eat these matzos in a makom kadosh, which is apparently redundant. They just said they have to eat it. Now it's telling you that they have to eat it. So it already says "V'hanor teres mimena yochlu." So why does it say again a tzivoy to eat it? So it comes to teach us that to Kohanim, it's a mitzvah, right? Ema reisha, matzos te'achim akum kadosh, the Brisa says mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Shebitchila, originally, I mean before the mincha was hooked us, we turned to daf mem, Shebitchila, haisa Allah b'chal heter. The Kohen could eat it, because there was nothing wrong with it. It was just a bunch of flour. You could eat it. Then ne'esra, then it became kodesh, and it became a korban mincha, and it became aser to him, until the kmitza is done, and it's burnt. When you made it, when the guy said, this is kodesh, I'm bringing a mincha. So ne'esra, chazra v'hutra, and it goes, once it's hooked on, the kmitza is done, and it's burnt, that portion is burnt on the mezbeach, chazra v'hutra, the mincha again comes back and becomes comes mutter for the kohen to eat it. So yachal tachzir l'heter rishon, you would think it would go back to the original heter, where we'll explain what that means. Tamid lomar matzos teyachal b'makom kadosh. That comes the Mishnah, the second pasuk, and says, matzos teyachal b'makom kadosh, that what? Mitzvah that you have, there's a mitzvah to eat it. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Bishma l'Rava, I understand this brisa according to the Shita of Rava, who establishes this in accordance with the Shita of Hamani Rabbanani. It goes according to Rabbanan, but mitzvah means that one is better than the other, right? So just like mitzvah of Yibum is better than the mitzvah of Chalitza, and you can do Yibum l'shem mitzvah, l'shalo shem mitzvah, you can do it. Hacha, so too here, by the Echil of the Shari Mincha, Hachik Amar. This is what the Brisa means. Matzos teyacha b'makom kadosh, that you should eat the matzah of the Korban Mincha in a holy place, that there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to eat it. So how do you explain this? Shebetchila, originally, Haisola b'chlal heter. Originally, it was a heter to eat it. Ratzo ochla, ratzo eno ochla. You want to eat it? You don't want to eat it? You don't want to eat it. Then we'll read the parentheses. Nesra, it became usher to eat because it was hooked up. Chazra v'hutra, come back and it was mutter. So yachol tachzol ha'teir rishon. You think it goes back to the original heter that you had before, which was you want to eat it? You don't want to eat it? You don't want to eat it? So therefore, the Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, basically, so the Brisa interjects. He says, "Ratzah l'teira rishon, ratz achla, ratzah eno ochla." So then the Gemara interjects in the middle of the Brisa. What do you mean, ratzah eno ochla? If he wanted to, he can't eat it. V'aksliv v'achu osam asher kupa behem mimlamet shokahanim ochlin v'abalim is kaprim. In order for the Baal to get kapara, the Kohen has to eat it. So he has to eat it. Ela ratzah hu ochla, rather ratzah he can eat it. Ratzah Kohen acher ochla. Maybe somebody else can eat it. Not the Kohen who necessarily was marked with the carbon. So Talmud Lomar matz. That's a mitzvah for him to eat the carbon that he is dealing with. That's what the mitzvah is. That's what the Brisa says. Set it up according to Rava. El Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Damar Abba Sholhi. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said that the safe for the Brisa that we saw yesterday goes according.
The eating is not marked of anything.
The eating is you have to eat the kapara.
It's not the kapara.
That's what it just says. There's no spritzing. It's a carbon mincha. Yeah, carbon mincha. Okay. Ella the Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, the Amar Abba Shaul, who says that this Bryce is according to the sheet of Abba Shaul, will have a problem. Hacha, my trey kavne ika. In other words, Abba Shaul says you're supposed to do, there are two ways to do it, it's better to do one way. That's what it comes to you and Mechalitza. Well, what two ways to do it are there here by it comes to the mincha? Either you don't eat it. I mean, there's no two ways to keep the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, oh, maybe there are two ways. V'chitim, or ratza l'teyavon ochla, ratza achil gasa ochla, that he had a choice between eating it l'teyavon or eating it achil gasa. Can't say that, because achil gasa is not considered achila. It doesn't count. Achil gasa mishma achila. V'hamar ish lakish, ha'ochal achil gasa yom kippur and putter. If you eat achil gasa on Yom Kippur, I don't know how you got to that stage of achil gasa. Must be like the first moment where you totally stuff and then you stuff yourself again. So eat achil gasa on Yom Kippur, you're putter from kares, because the pasuk says, kol nefesh lo se'une, you have to, you know, afflict yourself, and that's not, And I guess it is affliction, so to speak, if you're eating achila gasa. So it's not considered achila. So that can't be what's going on here. Ella rotza machal matza ochla, rotza chametz ochla. He can eat it as his matzah, or he can let it become leavened bread. Mar says can't do that. Well, Ksiv, as the pasuk already says, lo sa afech chametz chalkam nasati osa. You can't have chametz. The current mincha cannot be a chametz. The amarish lakish afilu chalkam. Even the portion that the kohanim are eating cannot be chametz. So rather, rotza matza ochla. If he wants to eat it, he can eat it as matza, or rotza chalot ochla. He can eat it as chalot. Chalot means you scald the water first, and then you put the other way around. You scald the water first, and then you put the flour in it. As opposed to baking it, you scald water and put it. It's almost like making a donut.
Bagels.
Right, like bagels. Right. Donuts are made that way, similar. Donuts are fried.
Also put it like donuts are fried.
Yeah.
Water.
Right. Sorry?
Fried.
Yeah.
Bagels are water.
Water. So, okay. So, ratza chalot, ochla. So, Gemara says, wait, so what's chalot? If chalot is matzah, then it's matzah. If chalot's not matzah, it's not matzah. So, hi chalot, hechidami. I matzahi, hi matzahi. I lo matzahi, matzah samrachwana. It has to be matzah. So, it says, lo, aim alacha matzi. Chalot is matzah. Ulahachi tani bekra. And that's why the pasuk was written, right? It says, the pasuk was, what was that pasuk that we were bothered with? The pasuk said, Matzos teachah b'makom kadosh comes to teach you that it's a mitzvah to eat it with matzah wise, not the chalot way, right? Lo la'olam eim alacha matzahi ulahachi tani bekra la'akev. To teach us that even though if you bake it in the chalot way, it's still considered matzah. Nevertheless, lechatchila it should be real matzah, and you should bake it regularly and not with the scalding water. So that's why. So that we can establish the brisa going even according to the sheet of Abba Shaul. And therefore, we had a machlokas what the brisa goes like. We said it either goes like Abba Shaul or it goes like the Chachamim. We try to say that no, the erasure of that brisa seems to indicate that it goes like Rava's interpretation, which means like the Chachamim. We gave this kimta in the brisa to say it can even go according to the shita of Abba Shaul. And the Gemara says that if chalut is matzah, just a side point now, el chalut matzahi de kamrina, like we just said, so lamai hilchasa. So what is that? Halacha l'maaseh. What does chalot have? What is it? If it's matzah, yeah, chalot was matzah. But when it comes to the mincha, you're supposed to eat matzah anyway. That's supposed to be chalot. So what does chalot accomplish if it's still matzah? So Gemara says, Lomar to teach you, Adam yotze b'yidecho vasa b'pesach. You can use matzah. You can use chalot for achilas pesach. Afal pi the chalot meikara, even though it's scalded in this water initially. Kevan the hadr afye. Since you went ahead and you baked it again afterwards, right? You sort of made it to a you. Put it in the different process, then you repeated the process and you baked it afterwards, right? So then lechem oni karina bay, we still call it lechem oni, but adam yotze b'lechavasa b'pesach, and you b'yotze yichiv on Pesach. So you can use chalot to b'yotze yimitzvah on Pesach, but you, according to Abba Shaul at least, you should not be using chalot when it comes to the carbon mincha. Tosu just points out that in the second parak of Pesachim, it says lechem oli prat b'chalot. It says specifically lechem oli coming to exclude chalot. And here the Gemara says, well, chalot is fine for lechem oni. So the Gemara says, and Tosu says that maybe Remeir Tam brings out, maybe over there it's chalot. They didn't repeat, like I think that's what you're saying. They didn't go back and bake it. They just did they scalded it and that was it. Here the Gemara is talking about the Yukimta where you went back and you baked it again. So Remeir Tam says that maybe that is the difference between chalot here and chalot there. Okay. Next. Mishnah. Okay, we're going back to Yevamos and stuff.
So you put this flour, the mincha, you put it in the hot water to boil.
Then you boil the water first.
You boil the water and you put it in the...
Then you put the flour in, and then somehow you bake it again. You put it in the oven.
How is it that it's not machmets?
You did it quickly. They knew how to do it. I don't know. I don't know the mitzvahs of that, but you have time. You have time. It's not in contact. When you go to the matzo factory, that you know you have the 18 minutes. They're done well before. They're done before the 18 minutes. Yeah. Right, so the water is scalded, the water is boiled, it's boiled. They dump the flour, and they start the process again, and then they get it done quickly. Okay. Morning. All right. Next Mishnah. Hacholitz liyivimto. So Darwin does chalitza, right? Yeah. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to Sarah. Shimon dies. Sarah falls to Reuven to do yivim chalitza. Reuven does chalitza. So hacholitz liyivimto. Harehu keecha mina achem lenachala. So even though he has an extra connection because he did the chalitza, he's like all the other brothers when it comes to Nachla. He gets an equal share in his brother's estate. Obviously, this brother has no sons because otherwise he wouldn't be doing. They wouldn't be chalitza over here, right? So, but if there's a father, if Yaakov, the father of Reuven and Shimon and Levi, is alive, he gets the Nachla. Im yesham av nechasim shel av. Fine. But Hakonis says Yivimto, if Reuven, instead of doing Chalitza to Sarah, does Yibum to Sarah, so even if the father's alive, Zochah b'nechasim shel achiv, he is Zochah in all the nechasim of his brother, basically steps into the shoes of his brother, and he's Yorish all the nechasim of the brother.
So it's an incentive.
What?
It's an incentive.
Could be, I guess, yeah.
He's essentially married.
He essentially married. Her brother has to do with the nechasim of the brother.
Because she's...
Okay. Yeah. So, okay. Right, Rashi says Zacha b'nichsei ha'ach avafilu gir shalom achar, even if he divorces her tomorrow. So whatever, it's an incentive to do what?
Yes.
Get the money
first.
Take the money and run. Steve Miller. Rabbi Yehuda says Bein kach u bein kach im yesham av nechasim shalav. He says no matter what, the nechasim belong to the father, whether the father is there or the father is not there. The Yerusha of the deceased brother goes to the father, does not go to the Yavam. Goes to the father, he doesn't go to the Yavam. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the first part. The first part was by the Chalitza. We say Chalitza, he's like one of the brothers when it comes to getting the Yerusha. So Gemara says Pshita. Like,
but,
why would...
but that's not the halacha, right? And the halacha is that the Yavam actually gets the Yerusha, right, from the brother.
We'll see. So Pshita. And if it's not the halacha, the Gemara is saying a different Pshita. So the Gemara says it's Pshita that the Cholitz doesn't lose his Zechus in the Yerusha. Why? Just because he did Chalitza, does a mitzvah, he's not going to get his share in the estate. So the Gemara says no. Saka daita achamina. You would have thought that Chalitza b'mkom Yibum kaima. That Chalitza and Yibum are just flip side of the same coin. You know, you Chalitza or you do Yibum. So he's the one who gets. If he Yibum, he will get the Yerusha. So to be Chalitza, we get the Yibum. Right? Venishka kula nichse that he should get everything. Kamash malan. What? But kamash malan just that. If he does chalitza, he does not have the right to the estate. He's like one of the brothers. So ihachi, if that's the case,
he gets a share, but not the estate.
It's a regular share, like everybody else. So ihachi, if that's the case, that the Mishnah is coming to be to exclude the fact that the cholitz doesn't get all the nechasim. So why does the Mishnah say harehu ke'echa min ha'achim? It should say enu ela ke'echa min ha'achim yibayled. That's what it should be. Rather, he's like the. That's very semantic. So Gemara says, Ella, Stalka Daita Chamina, you would have thought, Ho will be Absadam Yibum, the kin say. Since he should have done Yibum, I guess going according to the Shitas who hold that Yibum is first, that Yibum, he should have done Yibum, and he didn't, the Chachamim maybe made a knas on him, you didn't do Yibum, you're not going to get anything. Kamash Malan, that's not the case. I mean, so he didn't, if you did Yibum, you get everything. Kadhavamina. If you didn't do Yibum, you get nothing. Kamash Malan, no, it's very, I don't know, that's the Havamina. The Kamash Malan is that if you do Chalitza, which is a valid portion of the mitzvah, you still get your equal share in the estate, just like all the other brothers. Okay. But the Mishnah said, Im Yesham Av, if there's a father, then the father gets everything. the Amar Mar, because we learned in Masech as well, the Vassar and Lavkuft as Vav, Av called him Lechol Yotze Yerecho. The father goes ahead of all anybody else who came out from him. The father is before all the brothers, and he's Yoresh, the Nechasim of his sons or his daughters, before anybody else, if there are no grandchildren or no children to the deceased. Next. The Mishnah says, HaKones es Yivimto, if you're Kones the Yivim, you get all the Nechasim. You step into the shoes of the brother, and you get all the Nechasim of the brother. Even before the father. So my timer, what's the reason? Gemara's verse says, because it says, Yakon, right, Vahaya Vachor Shateleid, which we say Vachor Shateleid, which we discussed earlier in Masechta, means the oldest brother, around to do Yibum, right? Yakum al Shem Achiv. He stands in the place of the brother. Amar Rachmana Vaharei Kam, right? The Torah says that's the Yavam, and he's Vaharei Kam, and that's what he does. He's come into steps into the shoes of the brother, and that's it. I don't know if Harei Kam, I don't know why you have to add that. Ritva asked that question also. What do you add by the words Harei Kam? Okay. Rabbi Yehuda argues, Marcel didn't like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkach u'benkach, im yesham av nechasim lav. Whether the son, whether you do Yibam or not, it always goes to the father. The chasim always go to the father. So Amar Ula says, halach ka Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says, the halach isn't established in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda. V'chein Amar Yitzhak Nafka. Rabbi Yitzhak Nafka also said, halach ka Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Ula, and Ula said, the Itam or Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achav, meaning either one of the two people who established halach in accordance with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, stated as follows, my time is Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svara? What's the reasoning behind Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Pasuk says in the Parashah Yidum, again, it says, Vahaya ha-bichor asher teile yokum moshem achiv ames, and they make a drasha, ki bichor, the person who does Yibum is like the din of a bichor. My bichor ain lo b'chayei av, he's like a bechor. I don't know exactly. He's like a bechor, and just like a bechor, so, if I'm the bechor my father still gets before me in my brother's estate. So if I'm the bechor here, my father still gets before me in my brother's estate. Making me the bechor makes no difference whether or not the father's there. The father gets it. So the Gemara says, wait a second. If we're comparing him to a bechor, so let's look at a situation where the father's not there. Let him get pishtayim. He should also, let's say the father dies now, and the father's estate is going down to the brothers. I'm Bechor. Pasuk call me a Bechor. So let me get Pishnayim. Even though he may not even be the oldest, but we'll say he's halachically, he's considered the Bechor, and he should get Pishnayim. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, Midi Yakum al Shem Avivksiv, does he say he comes and stands in the place of the father? Right, then and therefore he takes Pishnayim from the father? It's Yakum al Shem Achivksiv, below al Shem Aviv. He's only a Bechor in relation to his obligation to do Yivam. He's not a Bechor when it comes down to the father. He's Bechor Lagabe the brother. He's not Bechor Lagabe the father. Well then, why does he not get? Okay, so he's not considered a Bechor. So the Gemara says,
he doesn't get Pishnayim?
No, according to this, he doesn't get Pishnayim.
Because he's not a real
Bechor. He's only Bechor, like Gabi the fact that he has to do Yibam. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Gemara's not asking Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is like, we said that the father gets the Yerusha. And he says, Ema, Hecha de Lekal Av, de Lishkal Nachala, Hiskaya Mitzvah Yibam, Hecha de Ika Av, maybe you should say that if there's a father, just like the brothers don't get any nachla because it goes to the father, there should be no mitzvah of Yibam. And if there is no father, so the brothers do get the nachla, then there'll be a mitzvah of Yibam. So the Gemara says, wait, midi Yibam benachla tal rachmana. Well, what's your having? What does that do with the price of the angina? Which was a mitzvah of Yibam? Was it a nachla? If they do Yibam. So the Gemara says, so you have to do Yibum. If there's a Yerusha because there's no father, then it goes down to the brothers. Vilo, and if the mace doesn't have a Nachla or the father's alive, then Lo Shokil. Nothing to do with each other. What's the Havamina? Figure out what the Havamina is. Okay. Now comes a piece of Gemara. I'm not exactly sure what's going on here, but Marcel will be happy with the Maskana. Yosef Rabbi Chanina Kara Kamed Rav Yonai. So Rabbi Chanina was who used to learn Psukim, I guess. He knew he was Bucky in Psukim. So he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yonai, V'yosev Ka'amar, and he got sat down and he said, Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is in accord with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yonai said, Poke Kri Karach Levera, take your Psukim and go outside. Right? Ain't halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is like the Chachamim. So Gemara says, fine. So Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman. Well, now we have somebody who used to learn Mishnayos and Brises. I used to always call him the megaphone. He's the guy who used to repeat the Brises and the Mishnayos. Quoted in front of Rav Nachman and said, Ain halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Nachman says, okay, shkoyach. So it's Ella Kaman. Well, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda, so it's what? Like the Rabbanan? Pshita, of course, that's Pashit. Because Yachid Rabim, Allah Karabim. It's Yachid, like Marcel was saying before, I'm sure. Yachid Rabim, Allah Karabim. You go like Rabbi Chachamim, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So what? You have a Brisa to tell me that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yehuda? I know. So Amrlei, so he said, the guy says to him, Asai me, should I just delete the Brisa? Should I hit the delete button? Say, forget it, it was a mistake. And just delete it. And we delete it. This is the Gemara. So he says, Amrlei, lo, don't erase it, because I'll explain to you as follows. At halacha asniach, you learned the halacha that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, right? That was originally. You learned that it was like Rabbi Yehuda. Umukshahu de'ikshilach, and you had a question as to why it would be like Rabbi Yehuda, because Yachon Rabim, Lacha Karabim. So therefore, v'afacht. And so you flipped it around. Ulumaya fach, shaper fach. Like you switched it around, that's good. You had a mistake in Brisa. You learned mistakenly. So you said the halacha is not in accordance to Rabbi Yehuda. So keep that, because that shows that you went back and you fixed what was learned. So according to this, I think the maskan over here is that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Take a look it up in the halacha, Marcel. It is in Yoredeya, Evan Ezer. Kuf Samach Gimel Simon Ayin Aleph. The halacha would be like the Chachamim, that the brothers, that the Yavam would step into the shoes, and the father does not get it. Okay.
Wait, but does the wife have any right on the estate, or just her
ksuba? Ksuba, and next name Alog, and next name Sombar, so that stuff. Okay. So now, the Mishnah is going to deal with, we're going back to what we did, I think it was Daf Chaf or Chaf Aleph, talked about the Shnios, which was the Rabbanans regard of the Rabbanans of Erva. So basically, the Gemara established over there, the Chachamim established the concept of Shnios when it comes to when you're married. If you're married, then all these Shnios become usher to you as well. Now, they establish Shnios when it comes to Chalutza as well. When someone does, or does it only... Because chalutz, we'll see. Okay, right. Hacholitz l'yivimto. Someone does chalitza. Who asa b'kirav osea? She becomes asur to. He becomes asur to her krovim. V'hi asur b'krova, and she is asur to his krovim. So again, we'll say again. So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven is married to Sarah. Reuven dies without any children. Sarah falls to Shimon for liyibum. Shimon does chalitza. So now Shimon is usher to all the krovim of Sarah, and Sarah is usher to all the krovim of Shimon, midirabanan. Because it's just like a get, they make you equate the chalitza sort of to a get, meaning you were married and divorced, or two, you married and divorced, and you're usher to all the krovim. So the Gemara is now going to give, the Mishnah then starts to, whoa, the Mishnah gives a list.
If you divorce your wife, you usher now all her relatives, same thing?
Yeah. You divorce her wife, yeah, you can't marry her mother, you can't marry her sister, you can't marry her.
Same halacha as
you. Yeah. Well, the question is whether the chalitz is the same halacha as that.
So
the Gemara says, so who usher, what does it mean? He does chalitza, what are the cases? He's usher with her, to her mother, the chalitza's mother. Can't marry the chalutza's mother. Remember, he was never related to the chalutza. This was never his mother-in-law. We're saying that because of the chalutza, because of that zika, I guess, whatever that zika. Zika is a loaded word, but because of that connection, and that he had to do chalutza, he's also to the mother, right? Because as if it's her, his mother-in-law.
Until she passes away, or until
no, the only one that changes when he passes away is the sister. Uve'im ima also usher to the chalutza's grandmother, the mother's mother. Ubevita, uve emavia, and to her other, to her mother's mother, and to her father's mother, both grandmothers. Right, and ubevita, If she had a daughter from another man, obviously, because if it was from the man that died, there would be no yibum, right? So from he has a daughter from another. So too, the cholitz is usher to that daughter as well. Uvivas bita, uvivas minah, and to any granddaughters that she might have, two generations, her two generations up, her two generations down. Okay.
And now, at any time, like 10 years from now, she has more children. It's not like
She's usher to them, right? And be'achosa b'zman she kayemes, and she's also the cholitz is also usher to the chalutza's sister so long as the chalutza is still alive. It's the same din of achos isha shagirish, that you're usher during the lifetime of the ex-wife, but when the ex-wife, if the ex-wife passes away, the sister becomes mutter. But v'ha'achin, so we just had the case where it's Reuven and Shimon. Let's say it's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Shimon is the one who does the chalitza. So he's usher to her family, and her family is usher to him. But the other brothers are mutter, right? The achin mutarim and all the krovim and the chalutza, because they only ushered it because, like, they try to equate chalutza to gerushin, right? And since these other, like the gerushas ach, right? Krovas gerushas ach is mutter, so to krovas chalutzas ach is mutter, right? They are all. They are all mutter. Okay. Then the Mishnah says, Vihi, she, is also going to be usher to his family. He, Asura Ba'aviv, can't marry the Cholitz's father, Ba'aviv, the Cholitz's grandfather, two generations up, Bivino, the Cholitz's son, Bivemvino, the Cholitz's grandson, Be'achiv, she cannot marry any of the brothers as well. Right, v'benachiv, or any of the brothers, right, any of the nephews, because that's considered eishes achi aviv, and the brothers is considered eishes ach, and for the nephews considered eishes achi aviv. You can't marry any of them. Now, the Mishnah is going to end up with two pretty cryptic statements that are going to have to be dealt with in the Gemara. Mutter adam bikrovas tsaras chalutzaso. The person is mutter in the relative of his of the tzara of the woman he was cholitz. So what's the case? What's that case? So many charts here, you got to flip pages. So mutter adam akrovat tzaras chalutzaso. That you have Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Shimon marries Leah. Shimon marries Leah, and Shimon has another wife. We'll call her Sarah. Shimon has another wife, Sarah. Shimon dies without children, so his two wives, Leah, who's a sister, and Sarah, who's unrelated to the other person, they fall to him, the Yibum, and what does he do? So Reuven does Chalitza with the non-sister, with Sarah. So now...
That's Chalitza with her.
Chalitza, right? So what happened? Now Reuven is technically Mutter in Rachel, right? We just said Mutter Adam Makrovat Sarah Skulasaso. She is Mutter in Rachel because she is the Krova... Right, she's karov to Leah of Sarah. She's the krova.
Isn't that the
Sarah? No, look, Sarah. It was Sarah and Leah were married to each other. Leah's sister is Rachel. He does chalitza to Sarah. He's mutter to Rachel. Okay, because she is considered the krovas Sarah's chalutzaso. She's a karov to the tsara of the woman who he did chalitza to. Right,
Sarah herself. She's
Sarah is not related to Leah and Rachel. Leah and Rachel are sisters. Right? But Leah and Sarah are co-wives.
Why are you doing chalitza? No reason for chalitza. Because it's an erbas chalitza.
No.
He's not
his sister.
No, I know, but is there a chalitza?
Why not? Shimon's married to Sarah and Leah. Right. Shimon dies without children.
Right, so she can't marry the one.
Well, who says he can't marry either of them? He's not married. He's not married to anybody. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's single. Shimon's married to Sarah and Leah. Right? Shimon dies.
His wife's sister.
Who's his wife?
His wife is.
He's single.
Reuven doesn't have a wife.
Oh, he's single with Shimon and
Shimon's married to Sarah and Leah. Shimon dies. Now, Sarah and Leah fall to Reuven to do Yibum Chalitza.
Oh, okay.
So Reuven does Chalitza to Sarah, the non-sister. So he's mutter. He would be mutter to Rachel, the sister, because the case is the tsara, the karov to the tsara of his chalutza. That's
so
the case.
Single?
Yeah, or he's married to somebody completely unrelated.
Only the sister.
Because Leah and Rachel are sisters.
Yeah. Who's Leah and Rachel? Who's
Leah? Okay, do it again. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. from two brothers. We say that Reuven is single. Shimon was married to Sarah and Leah.
Two women,
Sarah and Leah. Leah also has a sister, Rachel. Okay? Shimon dies. Reuven, the single guy, does chalitza to Sarah,
right,
the non-sister of the group.
Right.
So he does chalitza to Sarah. Leah obviously is also to him,
right,
but yeah, Rachel is mutter to him. Okay, that's case number one.
Cryptic.
Rachel happens to be Leah's sister.
And what's missing,
right? Rachel is Leah's sister.
Sister. Oh, so okay.
That's case number one. And the case number two, the Gemara says, "Va'aser b'tsaras krovas chalutzaso." This case is a little tsaras krovas chalutzaso. It's a little different. Okay, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay, Rachel and Leah are sisters. Okay, Shimon marries Leah. Okay, Shimon marries Leah, and Avram and Ashuk is the one who marries Rachel, and he marries Rivka. Okay, so then Shimon dies without any children. So therefore, Leah falls to Reuven for Yibum Chalitza. Reuven does Chalitza to Leah. Okay? Now, this Avraham, who happens to be married to Leah's sister Rachel and to Rivka, this Avraham dies. Okay? So we're going to say now that Reuven's alive. Sorry, Reuven is now Usher to Rivka. Gemara will explain why.
Because it's his wife's sister.
No, it's not. His wife is Rachel.
Okay, good.
Okay, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Okay, Rachel and Leah are sisters. Shimon marries Leah. Abraham marries Rachel and Rivka. Okay, Shimon dies. Reuven does chalitza to Leah. Then Abraham dies. For some reason now, Reuven now is the asa to Rachel, because that's the sister of his chalitza.
Right.
He's also asa to Rivka. Figure that out why. Gemara's going to have to explain that why.
Sorry.
We're not going to get there today. Okay. So Ibailu, the Gemara asks, Gazu Shnios b'chalitza olo. Did they make the Gzeir of Shnios by a chalutza, or did they not? So the Gemara says, or olo. So the Gemara says, be'erva de'oraisa gazuba. Did they make it only when it comes to an erva de'oraisa? Right? Gazuba rabban Shnios. But chalutza, which is only the Isser is only the rabban to begin with, were they lo gazuba rabban Shnios? Did they not make the Gzeir of Shnios? O dimaloshna. Or there's no difference. They came to chalitza, they made the Gzeir of Shnios as well. So the Gemara is now go through a couple of cases to try to prove one way or another. So Tashma. Learn in our Brisa. The Brisa says, who, right? He does chalitza. He's usher to whom? Who's he asr to? He's asr be'ima, ube'em ima, right? Those cases, if he was a full-fledged wife, those would be Isri de'oraisa. So the Mishnah doesn't list what would be considered an Isri de'rabbanon. Vilu aim ima, which is the aim ima, which is his wife's great-grandmother, which would be his mother-in-law's mother's mother, aim ima. He's married to the wife. Aim means her mother. So that would be a shnios in a d'oraisa case is not listed. So you see that they didn't make the gzeira when it comes to they didn't make the gzeira shnios when it comes to the chalutza. So the Rosh says that's no raya. V'dilma maybe einachanami, that's also aser to him. V'dilma hainu time of the lotani. The reason why it's not listed is we shouldn't kabayi lemis the seifa va'achin mutarin. They wanted to list in the Mishnah and say that the brothers are mutter in these women. V'itarna aim ima, had they listed aim ima, and then you said va'achin mutarim, you would have had the havamina ha'achin mutarim dachim aim ima, that they're only mutter in that person, but aser in everybody else. Aval be'aim ima ve'ima lo, you would have thought no, that they won't be mutters. Mor says okay, I can deal with that. The simple. That's the case. Meaning if aim ima is usher and shnios are usher, you should have just said the listening aim ima, list aim ima, the listening achim utar b'kulan, and say the brothers are mutter in all of them. Well, you're afraid, you don't know what the achim utar is going to modify, so just say it modifies everything, you don't have a problem. So here the raya seems to be that since it's not listed, must mean that shnios are not usher. We didn't usher shnios, and the Gemara ends up with says kasha, which is interesting. Kasha seems to indicate that's a raya, but the Gemara's going to keep on going to prove the other way around, and the Maskon is going to be that shnios are usher but to the chalitz. So I'm not sure what they do with this kasha here. So Tashma, you bring another raya. So Tashma, he asura be'aviv u'be'avi aviv. She is asura in his father and to his grandfather. Katani miha avi aviv. It says his grandfather. So my love, we can say that the reason why she's usher to this grandfather, mishum hacholitz, because of the cholitz, right? Because the cholitz himself. Midin the Cholitz. It's the Cholitz's grandfather, the Havale Kikalas Bino, and that's going to be considered the Kalas Bino, the daughter-in-law of your son, and that is only Din Drabanan. So that's only din d'rabbanan off of the cholitz. So you have the shnios over there. The din d'rabbanan. So Gemara says lo. The reason why she's usher is not because of the cholitz. Is mishum misana. It's because of the dead guy. Because the brother, it's the brother. The issur comes because of the guy who died. It's his. It's his. From him, it's also kalas beno. It's also kalas beno. So she's not usher midin shnios of the chalutza. It's usher midin shnios of a real marriage. So that's why it's usher. So there's no raya. Another contempt. So Tashma, it says Uven Bino. She is Asura to his son, the Cholitz's son, and the soul is Cholitz's grandson. So my love, Mishum Cholitz. It's the Cholitz's grandson, and therefore the Havilah, and from the perspective of the grandson, it's Eshes Avi Aviv, the wife of my grandfather, my father's father. So even though in real life, that's only a din shnios. So therefore, you see that the chalitza creates a din and shnios. Where it says no, the isser is not off of the chalutza because of the chalitza, because the guy did chalitza. The isser is because of the original husband. Lo, right? Mishum misna. It's because of the dead person. The havelay. Then it becomes eishes achi aviv. So it becomes the right. Right, Eshes Achi Aviv, the wife of
the great uncle,
and that's why it's Usher. So it's Usher from Shnios Midin the Nisuin, not Midin the Chalitza. So we have no Raya again. Yes, it's Shnios, but the Shnios from the marriage, not from the Chalitza. So Gemara says, wait a second.
Can't an aunt marry an aunt?
An uncle can marry his niece.
The other way around.
No, absolutely not. Cannot marry a nephew. No, the uncle can marry a niece. That's why he has his man to get. Okay, one of the reasons why he has his man to get. The other one was because of the kufos. But still, that's one of the reasons. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second. So by this great uncle and the grand nephew, whatever it's called, v'ha'amim machsher be'eshes achi avi aviv. The halacha and dafchav alef base is that in this case, you're correct. It's put by the great. Uncle, it would be mutter. It's mutter, Eishas Achi Avi Aviv. So why, if that's the case, so how can you establish our Mishnah as saying that it's Aser? That would be the mutter case. So a Neymar, I'm just going to read it and then we're going to explain it. I don't know how to have it. A Neymar, Moki La Bivar Biro Bisava. It says it's the ben beno of the grandfather. His focus is on the grandfather and not on the father. So what's the case? Let's just look at the case. The case is, you have Yaakov, who has three sons, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay? Reuven is married to Rachel, and Levi, right? And Reuven dies without, and Levi has a son, Avraham. So you have Yaakov, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. From Levi, there's a grandson, Avraham, which is weird, it's backwards. You have a grandson, Avraham, and Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies without children, so Rachel falls before Shimon and Levi for Yibum Chalitza, but Shimon, who doesn't have Avram, Shimon does the Chalitza. So we see from here that Rachel is usher to Shimon's. The Mishnah said that Rachel is usher to the sons and the grandsons. So we thought sons and the grandson meant Shimon's sons and grandsons. And Neymar says it's talking about Yaakov's sons and grandsons. Yaakov's sons and grandsons, which means Levi, which is clear, and Avraham, which is that grandson. That's how he's Mokim La, right? Neymar Beno is Levi, and us, Rachel's usher to her because she did Chalitza with one brother. She can't do anything. It's bias achativne, not another bias. And Ben Beno means Yaakov's Ben Beno, which is Avraham, and Rachel's also to her, because that is Eshes Achi Aviv. It's my uncle's wife. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Ihachi, Hainu Achi Evu Ben Achiv. Well, that's the Mishnah already mentioned, brother and nephew. Already, Achiv and Ben Achiv. Why is the Mimer stating that case again? So the Gemara says, O Tana Achiv Min Av, Vikatani Achiv Min Aim. You have both familial relationships involved, and it lists both. Okay, so there's no raya from that first part of the Mishnah as to whether or not they established shnios when it came to chalitz to a cholitz. So Gemara tries again. Tashma is another brisa. The Tashma, the Tani Rechiya born a brisa. Arba midivrei Torah, the Arba midivrei Sofim. There are four relationships that are usher to a chalutza that their isser is. machmas the mace because of the mace, and therefore they're asmi divrei Torah. And four of them are because of the chalutza and the divrei sofer. What are the four that are asr for because of the mace? We mentioned the father of the chalutza, the father of the cholitz, because that's the father of the mace. The son, the benosh of the chalutza, because that's the nephew of the mace. That's also a problem. The achiv and the other brothers of the cholitz, which are the brothers of. Well, that's a different story because that is the only once you do chalutza evil. With one, the other brothers remain aser. Ubein achiv and the brother's sons, bein achiv, are aser because that is achi aviv, right? Because achi aviv hames. See, that's eshes achi aviv, right? That's eshes achi aviv, right? Eshes for that son, that is the wife of my father's brother, right? Okay. But the ones that are asr midivrei sofrim, the relationships that are asr midirabbanan, are avi aviv, the grandfather, avi imo, the other grandfather, right, the father of the father, the father of the mother, uben bino, uben bito, his grandson from his son, right, his son's son, and ben bito, his daughter's son. Those are midivrei sofrim. Okay, that's the list. So, but katani mia, it listed in the list of krovim that are asr midivrei sofrim, it lists avi aviv, the grandfather. Right, my love, mishum cholitz. Should we say that the grandfather is usher because of the cholitz? Because we vahavi la kalas bino, and that becomes kalas bino. Right, that's that iser becomes that she is the daughter. She is the daughter-in-law of my son, which is a din of shnios, and therefore you see a din of shnios when it comes to chalitza. So Rashi says no, lo mishum misna. It's because it's the maces. The mace also it's the have kalas bino. It becomes kalas bino from the son who died. So that's it's only sort of shnios from the nisuin, not from the cholitz. It's the same thing we had before. So Gemara says, okay, I'll give you bring you another raya. Tashma, we have the following, right? It was mentioned in the Brayso B'chiya. It says, avi imo, the father of the cholitz's mother is usher, right? So the cholitz's mother, her father, is usher to, to grandfather, is usher to the chalutza. So my lav again, mishum cholitz, it's because of the cholitz. De havila kalas bito, because it, so it ends up being his daughter's daughter-in-law, right? So he says, lo mishum misna. It's because it's because the havila kalas bito. So it's the daughter-in-law's. It's my daughter's daughter-in-law from the mace, not from the cholitz. Same thing. It says, who are you focusing on? You're focusing on the cholitz or focusing on the mace? If you're focusing on the cholitz, then you're right. You have a raya. You have shnios for chalitza. But if we focus on the mace, then it's only shnios from a marriage, not from a chalitza. Okay. But Tashma, the other one the Rechia mentioned, was Ben Bino, the grandson, right? The Choletz's grandson is usher to her. My lab mishum Choletz. Should we say that, again, the issue is because of the Choletz, and therefore the Havile Eishes Avi Aviv. So from the grandson's perspective, she is the wife of my grandfather, my father's father, right? And therefore that's a din shnios, and she's usher to me. So lo mishum misna. We're talking about to keep focus on the misna. The habile eshes achi avi aviv. That she would be the wife of my great uncle, and therefore you focus on that. And therefore it's again focus on the nisu. So Rashi says, wait a second. V'hamimra machsher eshes achi avi aviv. Well, Meir says it's a mutter relationship. There's no Duravanin over there. He says, okay, Eina Chanaimi. So for a Meimar, Mokin La Mishum Cholitz. For a Meimar, our focus has to be on the Cholitz. And a Meimar, Kasavar, Gazu Shnius Machalutza. And for a Meimar, yeah, we definitely, according to a Meimar, it's clear. A Meimar holds that they made a Gzeru of Shnius when it comes to the Chalutza. So the Gemara said, okay, that's what about the people who argue on a Meimar? So bring another Raya. Tashma, again in Rabbi Chiya, it says, Uben Bito, the son of his daughter, right? The Choletz and the Chalitza. The Choletz, the Chalutza, we'll just call it Rachel, is usher to the Choletz's grandson from his daughter. He has a daughter, and that son is usher to Rachel. So Tashma Uben Bito, my Lamishim Choletz, it's because of the Choletz. The Havile Eishas Avi Imo, because then this woman becomes the wife of my mother's father. Right, and that's a shnios. The Gemara says no, mishum misna. It's because of the misna. The havilei in that case it would be eshes achi avi imo. She would be the wife of my achi avi. The wife of my
father.
Of my father's mother. Eshes achi avi imo. Okay, so the Gemara says v'hagav shnios lo gazu. Well, that's not a problem with shnios. That's not an iser. So it can't be, if I focus on the nisuin aspect here, that I end up having a relationship that's not usser. So if this relationship is usser, must be because I'm focusing on the cholitz. And when I focus on the cholitz, it's a shnios. So we have a raya that the shnios are usser, are us. They made a gzeir of shnios when it comes to chalutza, right? El olam mishum cholitz, shma mina, gozer shnios by chalutza, shma mina. Which, so we have a shma mina that there is shnios by chalutza. My problem was, is that originally we had a kasha on that from a different part of the Mishnah. Okay. So the Mishnah then says, mutar adam, a person is mutar, bikrovas, Saras chalutzaso, right? That was the end of the Mishnah. The aser bitsaras krovas chalutzaso. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Tovi bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Haba al tsaras chalutza. Okay, you have relations with the tsara of your chalutza. Again, Shimon had two wives, Sarah and Rivka, and he died without children. And his women fall to chalitza to Ruvain, and Ruvain does chalitza to Sarah. So Rivka is the tsara; she is asura to Ruvain. But nevertheless, if one of the brothers, right, has relations with Rivka, right, she's the tsara of the chalutza, havlan mamzer.
No, not one of the brothers, the guy himself.
I'm saying if it's the brothers, it's of course the guy himself. Yeah. Yeah. No one's allowed to have a relationship with her. None of the brothers. If the brothers can't, then the chalutza certainly can't.
Right.
Why are you focusing only on the brothers? It's a bigger kiddush to say the brothers, because none of the brothers did chalitza. Not only that, the guy who did chalitza asa to the tzara, so to the brothers who didn't do chalitza are asa to the tzara.
Right.
Okay? So they go, have Vlad Mamzer. The Vlad is the Mamzer. The Gemara asks, my timer, why? Vlad, that's interesting, the Vlad Mamzer, I guess. So the Vlad is Mamzer, my timer, that the Vlad was Mamzer, because Isura Kaima. She's still Usser. Because when you did the chalitza, so no one was allowed to marry her. So before you did chalitza, she was the Usser as what? As Ashes Ach. So she still has the din of Ashes Ach. So she's Ashes Ach. So according to everybody else, she still has a din of Eishes Ach. So the Cholitz, maybe she doesn't have a din of Eishes Ach, because maybe he did Chalitza. Now she has a din of something else. But everyone else has a din of Eishes Ach. The Cholitz himself would probably just be us from the din of Lo Yivdeh, Shekemish Lobanish of Lo Yivdeh. Once he didn't do it, he can't do it again. But it gets rid of the Eishes Ach for him. But for the brothers, the problem is Eishes Ach. So Amar Rav Yosef, Ach Ana Nami Tanina, we have also learned in our Mishnah that the Mishnah says, Mutter Adam, never gonna get this finished, okay. Mutter Adam Bikrovas Tsaras Chalutzaso. A man is mutter in the tsara of his, the tsara, the karov of his chalutzas tsara. Okay? So what's that case again? Mutter Adam Bitsaras Bikrovas Tsaras Chalutzaso. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to Leah and to Sarah. And Leah also happens to have a sister, Rachel. Shimon dies. Reuven does chalitza to Sarah. Reuven is mutter to Rachel. The krova of the tzara of his chalutza. Okay, so the Gemara says, why is that the case? Mutter adam krova tzara chalutza. I amar bishma tzara abarai. If we say that the tzara stands on the outside, and she's not considered a chalutza, so mishum hachi mutter ba'achota. You know, we have to stop here. We're never going to get this. We pick it up from here. Never can get it finished. So we'll pick it up if we're here by the mutter adam. Let's go back by the two dots of Amar Rav Tuvi. Okay. Have a good day.
Yes.